it's Jem.
Hey, it's Jules.
And it is the night before surgery.
And all through the house, our kitties are outside of the door because they've been evicted.
Yep, we had to make the sheets all clean and no kitties allowed.
Doctor's orders.
Doctor's order. Well, nurse's orders, but yeah. Today, I did my whole list of pre-surgery things and some more, like trying to get my doctor to send my prescriptions for tomorrow to Costco. They said, oh, well, they'll just bill it to your insurance through the hospital and they'll give it to you at the hospital. And I said, I don't have insurance and I'd really like to go to Costco. And so I did.
Gosh, your medicines were almost free.
I know. They were really cheap. They were like $9 to $12 each. And they had everything at really good prices at Costco, except they didn't have the laxative that he prescribed. So we went to CVS and got that.
And they had it.
And they had a generic version. Instead of $20, it was like $14. Will I take a $14 poop?
If you're lucky, you will. I don't know. I think I went over this, you know, 2 years ago when I talked about my surgery, but I was really trying to avoid having to take opiates because they can back you up.
And how was your experience? You never took any opiates.
I never did. Not the first one.
I remember you talking about pooping one day.
Yeah. I don't know. I might have been a little bit constipated, but not very.
I mean, they obviously gave you opiates during your surgery.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I was so cleaned out.
That's right.
That's right.
Because you'd been on that liquid diet.
I'd been on liquid diet for like 36 hours or something.
And clear liquids for 24.
And clear liquids and then nothing.
And then nothing. The suppositories and all that stuff.
Well, and then nothing afterwards. It was, 24 hours before they would let me eat afterwards.
Yeah, they only gave you liquids.
I don't even remember that. I remember getting...
You got ice.
Oh, they got I got ice.
And then eventually I remember you getting cleared for drinking kombucha.
I thought that was the next day. Anyway.
Apple juice.
That was that disgusting soup. Oh, my God. Oh, gosh, that was bad. Anyway, yeah, it's take your medicine. Take those medicines. You'll be glad you did.
I will. I'm going to try not to take the Vicodin if I can help it.
Yeah. It's, you know, there are good things and bad things about every surgery. One of the nice things about this one is all the surgery is above the waist. So, you know, you don't have to worry about the enemas and all that stuff.
Yes, thankfully.
Yeah, that's not my favorite part.
Yeah, I just have to not eat anything after midnight. I've already eaten the last thing I plan to eat, so.
Yeah, what was it?
Cereal with yogurt and protein powder mixed in.
Okay. And they let you have solids, I guess, up until
midnight. Okay. Mm-hmm. She said, just don't take anything after midnight and only clear liquids.
And you're okay on clear liquids until?
Until an hour before arrival.
So you're getting up at 4 a.m. I remember kind of, this is just going to be the flip side of what we did before.
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting an hour and a half sleep, if that.
You were waiting for the laxatives to work.
I kept waiting for those, right.
I'm not. I'm just lying here.
Yeah, and they didn't work. And then finally at whatever, midnight or 1 o'clock or something, they did.
I was asleep by then.
Yeah, and then I had to get up at what, 3 or something?
Yeah, it was really early. Yeah, so I'm getting up at 4, drinking my Gatorade, taking my shower with my HibiCleanse. I'll be done with my Gatorade by 4:30. And then I just have to, I guess, sit around until 5:15 when we leave.
Why do we do it that way?
Why do we do it that way?
Why are you getting up so early?
Because I can't drink anything after 4:30.
And so you
want I have to drink the Gatorade before 4:30.
I see.
And I figure if I'm up drinking Gatorade, I might as well take my shower. So.
Okay. Well, that works.
We'll see what I manage to do when I'm half asleep. And then we get there at 5:30. Surgery at 7:30.
We're excited.
We are excited. That is the word we are using instead of worried. Excited.
It's interesting that we're both going through the surgery thing.
Yeah, I didn't think I ever would.
Yeah, there was a time when I didn't think I ever would either, but...
And here we are.
When did you first think you wanted this?
Ever or this year? Like when I decided to do it?
No. When did you ever think you didn't want boobs?
Well, I started to get very annoyed with them about when my back started seizing up like 7 years ago because I couldn't wear a bra anymore.
Right.
And so then I just started to feel like ashamed of them and disassociate from them. And then once I came out as non-binary, it was even more worse.
I see.
Because then it was just like, oh, look at these woman flaps flapping around up here.
You know, in the second or third season, I think it was, of The L Word, it might have been first season, there is a character who is pretty clearly, well, she's certainly gender variant. She's certainly gender nonconforming. I say she because it's The L Word and they never gave you any at the time. This was, I don't think non-binary was much of a thought then. But anyway, she's has got a thing for one of the characters. I don't remember which one. And she binds with tape or some sort of winding thing.
Mm-hmm. Not an ace bandage.
It seems to me that it was white.
Okay.
And I think of ace bandages as being
beige
or tan or something. I was really intrigued because, of course, even, I don't know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, and I was certainly then and had been for many, many years experiencing dysphoria, and it didn't occur to me that gender variant people might experience that kind of dysphoria.
Oh, yeah, we do.
And then I started, getting into the community, and right, there are a lot of people who feel that way. Mm-hmm. I dare say a number of members of the huge audience we have feel that way.
Our tens of listeners.
Our ones or tens or dozens or who knows how many.
We see some stats. Sometimes 70 people listen a week, or at least download a week. I don't know.
Anyway, I'm very much hope we have that diverse an audience. And I expect there are a lot of people there who feel dysphoric or about their boobs.
Or chest.
Or their chest in some way.
Yep. And I got a massage today.
Oh, yes, nice. You did.
So nice with my favorite non-binary massage artist. Therapist. I'm going to be even smarter when I get on these crazy medications. Anyway, it was so wonderful. And I only booked half an hour with them, but they gave me an hour and said.
Oh, they gave you an hour?
Yeah, and said, just as a love to the community. And
that is so sweet. Yeah. I really like them.
I do too.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I was up working out at the gym and I got your text and I thought, wow, you're just getting home now.
Yeah.
Okay, so they gave you an hour. That was really sweet.
And I had such a headache. I thought I had an ear infection. It was so bad, but it turns out that that was just pain in the ear part of my head.
And right.
Once they worked that out, I felt fine.
Oh, gosh, massage therapy can do so many amazing things.
Oh, so good.
And it made me think of the photo I saw today that I sent you of a place in a small southern city that has their window painted with what looks like spray paint. It says something like homo, queer, sissy, fag, punk.
Oh, punk. That's a hard-hitting insult right there.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I didn't know if that was some new term.
I don't know.
But I thought, this is the age we live in where hatred has been normalized. I'm not saying it hasn't always been here, but this is spray painted on a bar window.
Is it a gay bar?
I assume they were able to apprehend and arrest the perpetrator.
Well, that's good at least.
I don't know. I guess that was the implication I took away from it, that it had a LGBT clientele of some sort. It's really scary. There's so many populations who are being targeted for hatred. Obviously, the black population.
A lot of people of color. There's been a lot of Asian stuff and a lot of Jewish stuff.
Yeah, the synagogues bombed.
Yeah.
Bars, gay bars terrorized.
Why are we talking about this? This is making me sad.
It makes me sad, too. But I think it's important for us to be aware that we need each other. We're in danger. Mm. And we need, I don't want to just sit back and say, oh, gosh, I'm so sorry somebody else has been vandalized.
Yeah, what can we do?
I don't know. They did catch this person, apparently.
That's good. I hope they're prosecuted.
I hope they're prosecuted, too.
Anyway, so all my meds are here.
Yeah.
I've got them all in a basket.
And big basket.
Yeah. I've got a new app. It's called MediSafe. That's free. And I've entered all my medications into it and what time I need to take them. And Jules can access all that also and see if I've checked off my medications.
Yes, I'm going to have a little horsewhip in my hand, a little cord in my hand.
I'm going to forget to take my medicine a lot.
Yeah. So anyway, we're excited. It's what? 12 hours from now, you're going to be under the knife. It's a good thing.
Yay. I'm not scared at all. I'm excited. Yay.
It's a good thing.
Yay. Yes. Yes. Yay.
It's what you want.
I know. I know it's what I want. All day people on Instagram have been messaging me and saying, hope your surgery goes well. So sweet. I've gotten at least 10 messages.
Of course it's going to go well. You have a great doctor. It's a
Yeah, but I have a shitty body. It doesn't like to do things.
Oh, I have yet to meet anybody who has a perfect body, but
I know. I'm not saying perfect as in the way it looks. I mean, it acts up a lot is what I mean.
Okay, well.
I don't appreciate that.
Well, maybe this will decrease the need for back medication, among other things.
I hope so.
Okay, well, I guess the next time we talk, you're going to have a different body configuration.
Nah, we're totally going to do something in the morning.
Good point.
You're supposed to be recording B-roll. Don't forget.
I know I'm supposed to record B-roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm counting on you.
Ugh, I always hate it when people do that.
I am not counting on you. I'm counting off you. Okay. I can't count anyway. I'm very bad at math.
So I guess we'll go to sleep early tonight.
Yeah, now sounds good.
I'm not quite ready yet.
I almost am. What is it, 8:30? 10, 11, 12. So I could get 8 hours if I went to sleep now.
Okay, have at it.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.